Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, here. Atkins, Becker, yes. Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Eggman, Grove, Hertzberg, Wisso, Jones, Laird, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa Bogue, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. With the members and our guest, beyond the rail. Will the members and our guests beyond the rail please rise? We'll be led in prayer today by Senator Laird, after which we'll ask you to remain standing for the pledge, which will be led today by Senator Eggman. Senator Laird.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we begin the work of this week, let us pray in gratitude for each other and for all who work at and for this state capitol. Let us dedicate our week to the practice of human kindness. Feel compassion for yourself as you say the following silently. May I be healed. May my heart open with kindness and peace. May I be filled with the spirit of loving kindness. May I be whole. Now call to mind all who collaborate with you each day. Hear yourself saying to them, may you be healed. May your heart open with kindness and peace. May you be filled with the spirit of loving kindness. May you be whole. Finally, open your heart in a special way to all your constituents and let your compassion expand even to our whole country and world as you say, may all things be healed. May all beings be happy. May all beings be touched and healed by the force of human kindness. May the power of our heart, our goodness, our love, and our legislation bring healing to all. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
Members, today we have the following senators who will be participating remotely. Senator Bates, Senator Glazer, Senator Gonzalez, Senator Chartado, Senator Lamone, Senator Minn, Senator Skinner, and Senator Stern. Good afternoon, senators. Moving on now, messages from the governor. Madam Secretary, please read.
Dear President Atkins and Speaker Rendon, I have previously announced my intention to appoint Secretary of State Alejandro Alex Padilla to the United States Senate to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Kamala D. Harris to become Vice President of the United States. Earlier today, January 18, 2021, Senator-designate Padilla accordingly resigned as Secretary of State. This resignation creates an immediate vacancy in the office of Secretary of State. Pursuant to Article 5, Section 5, Subdivision B of the California Constitution and Section 1775 of the Government Code, I hereby nominate the following person to fill that vacancy for the balance of the unexpired term. Dr. Shirley Nash Weber, member of the California State Assembly, 79th Assembly District. Pursuant to Section 1775 of the Government Code, the Chief Deputy to the Secretary of State shall discharge the duties of that office until the vacancy is filled. Sincerely, Gavin Newsom, Governor.
Thank you. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read. Reports from committee will be deemed read. Motions and resolutions, there are none. Introductions of the first reading. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bills 229, 230, 231, 232, and Senate Bill 233.
If there's no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Colleagues, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Welcome back, and good to see you briefly. And we will have the next floor session scheduled for this Thursday, January 21st, 2021, at 9 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Senate is now in recess.